Katy Country 94 weather.
We are back from camper training and proud to announce that at Becker Autos and Trailers Camper Supercenter in Beloit, we are now offering Keystone Montana. Montana is one of the most sought-after luxury campers in the nation. And wait, did I mention it's also time for our biggest blowout sale of the year? We had to make room for these Montanas, so you will see the best outright deals on our new and used inventory you will see this year. Stop in to Becker Autos and Trailers Camper Supercenter in Beloit or shop now at BeckerAutos.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 80. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows around 52. Cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 72. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 73.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A Republican lawmaker threatened to strip funding from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks if it bans people from baiting deer with piles of food. Representative Lewis Bloom, a farmer from Clay Center, went as far as to claim the chair of the committee that oversees the agency's budget would help him retaliate by defunding the department. Republican Representative Ken Corbett, the chair of the Agriculture and National Resources Budget Committee, owns a lodge in Topeka that offers deer hunting for thousands of dollars per person, raising concerns of lawmaker conflict of interest. Hunting lodges regularly use baiting and feeding to help their customers get closer to the deer or to bolster deer populations or to try to grow larger antlers. If you consider banning baiting, Bloom said, we're going to take $1 million off the top of your budget immediately, and then we will go through every line item bit by bit and take off everything we possibly can find. Bloom's threat came at a public hearing as the state's wildlife commissioners consider restricting deer baiting and feeding to slow the spread of chronic wasting disease, a fatal cousin of mad cow disease that eats holes in the brains of deer. Kansas is in a shrinking minority of states that still allow baiting. Chronic wasting disease is a key factor, spurring more states to prohibit it, though state wildlife officials are also concerned about other problems, such as damage to crops and natural areas caused by high deer and raccoon concentrations around feeders. Kansas officials haven't made a formal proposal yet, but wildlife commissioners have indicated they're exploring a ban. Feed sellers, rural land brokers, and hunting lodge owners are fighting the potential restrictions. Other state wildlife agencies that have banned or restricted baiting and feeding deer have faced heated showdowns at their state legislatures over the matter. Bloom told state wildlife officials at a town hall meeting on deer feeding last week that he and Corbett believe they have the votes on their committee to continually make cuts to the agency's budget. Bloom said the retaliation was necessary because a ban on baiting deer violates property owner rights, and his constituents are sick of the agency taking away their freedoms. We don't want to be told, Bloom said, what to do on private ground when we're paying for feeding the deer. It's not costing you one thing to feed the deer, end of quote. It's unclear if or how Bloom would personally benefit from stopping a ban on deer baiting. He did not respond to requests for comment. More on that story posted at our website, katycountry94.com. We have a job opening to pass along to you. Circle Inn Restaurant at Highway 24 and 281 Junction, Osborne, is looking for servers and cooks. Pick up an application there at Circle Inn in Osborne, or you can call 785-221-9712. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 60 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lakeside Senior Class is selling frozen pies. Flavors include pecan, apple, French silk, and more. These pies would be a great addition to Thanksgiving and Christmas. Contact Casey at 545-6824 if you would like to have a senior stop by to take your order. The 8th Annual Wakanda Indian Festival taking place this Saturday, October 7th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Glen Elder State Park, Osage area, Wakanda Lake. There'll be award-winning Native American dancers, traditional Native American food, teepee setup, Native American silver jewelry and artwork, raffles throughout the day, children activities, and t-shirts available for purchase. Come join a day of spiritual and educational events. See scheduled events at Wakanda Indian Festival and the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook pages. Or you could visit online. Visit mcks.com. And there's also Wakanda.com or call 738-8035. Glasgow Fun Day, this year's theme, Hometown Heroes, coming up on Friday. You can come caravan to the Old River Bridge at 6 o'clock in your side-by-side golf carts, bikes, or vehicle. Once back to the GOAT to watch the K-State Oklahoma State football game. Meet at the park at 5:45. Corner stores open 9:30 to 5 on Saturday. Museum open 9:30 to 10. There'll be a car show registration 9:30 to 10:30. Parade registration in front of the high school at 9:30. Parade at 10:30. After parade activities in the park at noon, the National Anthem in the Park Gazebo, high school band and choir performing. Car show from 10:30 to 3 over in Glasgow on Saturday. Food and vendor booths open at 11. Horse ride, train ride, petting zoo, and bounce house at 11:30. Virtual simulator from 11:30 to 2:30. Kids games from 1 to 2. Henry Tice at the Gazebo, 1:30 to 3:30. Cornhole contest, 2 to 4. Pumpkin painting in the park, 2:30 to 3:30. Car show awards at 2:30. Beer garden and money scramble at 3. Bingo at the corner store, 3 to 4:30. Taylor Klein in the pavilion from 4 to 6. Cow pie bingo and hog roast at 4 o'clock, and then Sunday there's a trap shoot at the VFW, and all of that taking place as part of Glasgow's Fun Day this Friday, and then most of all of that happening on Saturday there in Glasgow. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
This was picked back the other way, Witherspoon. Devin Witherspoon cuts back. What a night for the rookie. You think they love him in Seattle? How about 6 points? Touchdown, Witherspoon. No flags.
A 97-yard pick six, the exclamation point as the Seahawks went over the Giants 24-3 in Monday Night Football. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, our schedule for the area today, and the Major League Baseball playoffs beginning today as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball coming up today. Ellsworth is at Beloit in NCAA league action. Both teams coming in at 6-0 in league play, but Beloit has won 27 consecutive matches. They're 29-2 overall. Ellsworth is 12-9 so far this season as they come into this double duel here tonight with Beloit in league play. You can catch the games on live video stream of the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com with the first varsity match at 5. They'll have a JV to follow, and then the final varsity match will wrap up the evening in Beloit. St. John's Tipton at Lakeside tonight in the Northern Plains League at 5 o'clock. It's just a duel there between those two. Triangular with Osborne, Hill City and Stockton in Osborne today. Natoma's hosting a triangular with Rock Hills and Tescott. Silver Lucas a home triangular with Thunder Ridge and Southern Cloud today in the Northern Plains League as well. And in the NCKL, Abilene at Concordia. There's also area cross country today. The Ellsworth Invitational at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Teams competing from the area include Beloit, Concordia, Lincoln, and Sylvan Lucas. For the latest in local sports, all the schedules, news, standing scores that we have, you can check out ncksports.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, Monday Night Football, the Seahawks picked up a 24-3 win over the Giants in East Rutherford. DK Metcalf caught a touchdown pass from Geno Smith on the final play of the first quarter, and the Seahawks never trailed the rest of the night. Smith missed most of the second quarter with an ankle injury, but returned in the second half. The 97-yard interception return for a touchdown by Devin Witherspoon was the icing on the cake. Offense was hard to come by for both teams, as the Seahawks were held to just 281 total yards, but the Giants had only 248 and lost the turnover battle 3-0. Seattle improved to 3-1, while New York dropped to 1-3. Finally, in sports, the Major League Baseball playoffs set to begin today as the four best-of-three wildcard series will all begin. The first two games of the day on the docket in the AL, the Rays host the Rangers at 2 o'clock on ABC. The Twins welcome the Blue Jays at 3:30 on ESPN. The NL will wrap the night as the Brewers are at home against the Diamondbacks at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. And the Marlins are at the Phillies in the NL East matchup at 7 o'clock on ESPN. In the AL, the Orioles and Astros have byes to the divisional round, and the Braves and Dodgers have the byes in the National League. A full look at the postseason can be found at MLB.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Shore, Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.